It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Researchers at Texas Tech University have discovered that low micronair cotton is highly effective at cleaning up oil spills. In fact, just 1 pound of cotton can absorb more than 30 pounds of dense crude. This research, funded in part by Cotton Incorporated, shows how unprocessed cotton can be an effective material for addressing ocean-based oil spills, just like the 2010 Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf. Learn more at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, a very heavy hand hit the cotton market today, forcing prices to an absolute bottom of this long-range trading range that we've been in as December futures closed the week at 60.55 cents. This now puts prices at the risk of breaking the 60-cent level. I think all of us have felt that was said and done, and I would be less than remiss if I didn't say that it somewhat caught me off guard. Now, the first level of support now stands at 59.81 cents, and the next level is down around 59 cents, just a tad above it. But from there on down, price support is layered all the way down, really, the next significant level is down around 57 cents. And we've done that before. We did it back in, as I recall, November, so it's still possible to slip back down there. But bottom line, I think cotton remains extremely cheap. This nevertheless, for the meantime, it does mute the potential 70-cent trade that I've discussed for so long. And more importantly, or more on the hurt side or the hurting side, is that demand for cotton has just become extremely, extremely sluggish. Unfortunately, it brings back to the surface this week that cotton's weak demand is tied directly to the weak world economy. The U.S. economy is somewhat stronger, but that around the globe is really pretty weak, and also it's tied to the unabated loss of the market share that we continue to see in cotton goods for as we lose to the chemical fiber market. Now, one of the very few times in my short life period, we literally every demand price indicator I look up points to 100% signal to sell cotton. Part of me likes that in that if it's a 100% sale, that means there are no buyers left to sell to. So that could be a turnaround signal. It's not a stretch to say that. It's just rowing your boat in a different direction when everybody's headed downstream. Such a continued loss in the market share, coupled with insurance-based planning signals that sent out by the 2015 Farm Bill, make for potential of a further decrease in 2016. And that's a little bit problematic. But while the U.S. plantings have already fallen into uncharted waters to some degree, a further reduction in 2016 would just really pile on the demand fiasco that's facing cotton right now. Nevertheless, hope does spring eternal in the fact that the U.S. has enhanced its role as the world's leading producer and exporter of high-quality raw cotton. The market should rebound to at least the point of maintaining U.S. production near some 15 million bales every year. Yet, as casual cotton clothing has pushed its way somewhat into the luxury goods market, it's become more problematic for the historical cotton denim market to rescue prices. The U.S. cotton industry is facing this new battle as it fights to stay relevant on the world housewife's casual wear screen. Once that, of course, a market that was the sole province of cotton. But this recent slide to lower prices comes on the heels of seemingly a bullish supply-demand report that we got just a little over a week ago now, and another price signal that despite shrinking supplies, we're just not able to find enough demand boost to help prices. For example, this week's weekly export sales report included a net of only 96,600 running bales of Upland sold into the market overseas and only 4,000 bales of Pima. The primary buyer, Vietnam, China, typically our largest buyer, bought a marketing year low of really just a little over 1,000 bales, not a player whatsoever. It's difficult to fight the fact that cotton just continues to move down, and we've moved down into somewhat uncharted territory. As we mentioned last week, I would think the U.S. crop at best can only hold on from here. Probably will be a little bit smaller as it comes in.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.